Welcome back to hour number two. And we get a chance to spend some time with one of our favorite people, Kelly Nelson. Crazy Kelly Nelson, that fabulous journalist who writes for News with Views and our site as well. We put him over here. And she is afraid of no one and has truth, justice, and the American way on her side. Welcome back.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
It's Kelly.
You know, I'm being silly. But hey, I wanted to tell you something that I just put on a Substack site, and I can't remember if it was McCullough's. I think it was McCullough's site. McCullough and John Leake, who they wrote that book together that's so good. It was about Dr. Richard Day's speech in 1969 to all these physicians, and he didn't allow them to record or to take notes. And Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan ran home.
I remember this. This is kind of legendary
stuff. Yes, it's on your website. Yeah. Lawrence Dunnigan ran home, and he recorded as fast as he could everything he remembered.
Yep.
And then someone transcribed it, and I believe you have tape one and two transcribed on your website. Anyway, we were talking on this Substack thing about everything that's happened in medicine in the last 3 years has really told you we're at the end of any really truly good care you're going to get in our medical industry today. But it happened a long time ago, and it was slow. And just think about this. You can hardly find today a single practicing physician with an office. Everyone is in a group. And the reason they're all in a group is because then they can all be controlled. And they were. Everybody had to wear a mask for goodness knows how long. Everybody had to get the jabs. Everybody had to do everything that the group owners and controllers said. And that was really the beginning end of freedom for our physicians. And look at Mark McDonald in California. He's suing the governor along with several other, well, actually, it's the government of California he's suing, because they passed a law and the governor signed it, Newsom, signed it and said that unless you follow the government protocols, you can lose your license. So Dr. McDonald, who practices, he's a child psychologist, or psychiatrist, sorry, in L.A., and he refused to let anybody wear a mask in his office the whole time, especially children. He said, I will not treat children with masks on their faces. It's dangerous to their health. So anyway, this is what's going on in California, and it all goes back to what I found on your web. When did I tell you about this? I told you about this a year and a half, 2 years ago. I wrote it in an article about the medical stuff that was in this transcribed tape that Dunnigan did. And it's just incredible.
What's the title of it, Kelly, for people who want to look that up? Remember? I can't remember. It's on my site.
If you look up
Dunnigan, D-U-N-N-I-G-A-N, Dunnigan, in the search.
D-U-N-E-G-A-N, Dunnigan and Day, Dr. Richard Day. If you put in Dr. Richard Day's speech, it'll come up.
Okay, let me
in a search engine. You'll find it on the REM site.
Dr. Richard, I'm going to find this right now.
Richard Day. And maybe even Lawrence Dunnigan. I don't know. It popped right up for me. I don't remember what I did, but I put it on the Substack page of McDonald's.
It is right there. First up, just put in Dr. Richard Day. Comes right up.
Yeah.
Lawrence Dunnigan regarding a lecture he attended in March 20, 1969 at a meeting of the Pittsburgh Pediatric Society.
Right,
the lecturer.
Right.
At that time was Dr. Richard Day, who died in 1989. And Dr. Dunnigan ran home and transcribed it on audio.
Yeah. He taped it right away because he was afraid he would forget too much of it. So he just told everything he could remember. But the important part to me, and to, and probably to the McDonald people that are on the Substack page, is the fact that so much is mentioned about the medical industry and what they had already accomplished in it and what they are doing now. And now we're at the end. I mean, this is really the deadly end of this. What they've done the last 3 years, it's just really an abomination.
It's called the end of the line. That's right.
Yeah. Now, I want to tell you something else that's on McCullough's site. And, of course, Malone is going after him big time for this. But he also has Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack on there for people that just want to stay healthy and don't want to get sick with COVID or any of their newly made variants that they're cooking up by Pfizer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he has another thing on there. And it has some Asian stuff in it. It's called, have you heard of this? It's Dr. Dan DeWaters Spike Recovery Formula.
No.
And it slowly gets rid of the spike protein in your body, but it's got this natokinase in it.
Oh,
which
natokinase and serrapeptase.
Yes.
There's two of them. Natokinase and serrapeptase. There's a product out there that I use every day, and it's called Neprinol. It's got both of those ingredients in it, the natokinase and serrapeptase.
Well, that would probably work. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
No, it's great. It's from the Arthur Andrew Laboratories.
It's fermented stuff.
Neprinol, N-E-P-R-I-N-I-E-L, Neprinol.
Okay, so let me tell you what this has in it. It has selenium, sativa extract, Nigella sativa seed, Irish sea moss powder, green tea extract, natokinase, okay, and dandelion extract.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting,
a good one.
Huh?
Very good.
Yeah. So anyway, he said, but you take two a day, and of course, it depends on your weight. They're saying you got depending on your weight, but they say they've tested this, and slowly but surely, there's less and less in their bodies. But what I want it for is because these people breathe on me. I want to take it to keep it out of me. You know what I mean?
Well, sweetie, you better wear a mask and just damn those who don't like it. You need to protect yourself, and that will give you some protection from people breathing on you. It will. Now, there's another issue.
Well, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you about that goofy physical therapist.
I know.
Yeah, she had a mask on, and I finally, at the end of the seeing her, I said, what are you wearing a mask for? Oh, COVID's back, and RSV is back, and the flu's here. So we all thought we better don masks, and I thought, you're all idiots. And I said, well, so you're really afraid of getting COVID? She said, oh, no, I've had 5 shots. I thought, get me the hell out of here.
Oh, no, yeah, you were wise to run.
Yeah, to me, that's like, no. So now I've got to find somebody else, although I do have one that hasn't had any shots and doesn't wear a mask.
Everybody in the treatment room, Kelly, like that.
But there's nobody in the treatment rooms but me.
I'm just saying, in that room, though, should be on all the time a very competent ozone air purification machine. That should be working all the time to clean the air.
Well, they have that in my one guys. They have that in the whole place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But not in this other one, and it's packed. And in this other one, it's packed. I mean, it's just, do you know how it is in a hospital where they have just a little drape separating all the beds that are going into surgery? That's how close this is. Now, here's the other thing. My friend down the street who got talked into the shots by her husband after she had COVID. 2 years later, she had a minor stroke. Okay, it's not a bad one, but she still has to go to therapy. She went to exactly the same place,
so
and her son took her there. Now, wait a minute. Wait till I tell you this. And her son walked in, and he saw like 20 young people from 15 or 16 to 20 years old, that kind of youth. And he said to the nurse, "What are all these young kids doing in here?" And she said, "Strokes. They've all had strokes."
Wow.
"Like your mom
wow.
is here for."
Wow.
And he said, "Oh, my God, I know what caused that." Mm-hmm. And the nurse said to him, "Well, I'm not allowed to say, but I know what you're thinking, and you're probably right."
Well, there you go.
Yep.
See, it's so damn blatant now, and yet
yeah.
so many people just do not or will not face up to reality. They just don't want, they deny it. They don't want to hear it. It's inconvenient. It's a very inconvenient truth. It's a life or death question. My God, all these young people with strokes, come on. And they survived
yeah.
the first one. Well, what about the second one? We'll see.
Well, and look at these little ones. I mean, there was a kindergartner that just died in their sleep.
Oh,
I mean, this is sick what they're doing. I can't believe. Well, my friend Janet, she's also in L.A., she said to me that her husband is a doctor, and they've done kind of a survey of how many people really know what's going on with this. And her husband said it's 85% that are ignorant of what's really going on.
You don't know. Yeah, I believe it.
So figure that they've already accomplished probably killing 85% of Americans over the next
That's why I said that they've been letting
years.
Some of this come out. Look at Bobby Malone. He's leaking out some important truths. They're real. So are others. He's created opposition. We know that. But still, he is releasing some solid information. So are others. And why are they allowing the information to come out? Why? Because they've already won. Game, set, and match. They've injected almost 6 billion people, Kelly, on the planet out of 8. They've got 6 billion injected. And a nuclear war will take another billion out.
Well, so, I think they have another more dangerous plandemic coming up. But
they got them on the shelf all lined up. They can do whatever they want.
Oh, yes. They've had them lined up for years. I mean, you can go all the way back to the book written about Nelson Rockefeller and oil and all the cures that he stole. And did you ever read that book? It was a huge monster of a book, and I read it years ago. Thy Will Be Done by Gerard Colby and Charlotte Dennett.
Yeah, great name.
The Conquest of the Amazon, Nelson Rockefeller and Evangelism in the Age of Oil. Yeah, and all the crap that he pulled. And remember, he was a heartbeat away from the presidency at one time under Jerry
Ford.
Nelson
Rockefeller, I sure do.
So, if you go back and you look at all of this stuff, Rockefellers were completely involved in this kind of thing. All of these people believed that that the population would grow way much faster than our food supplies would be able to support. What they didn't count on was advances in how everything is done, and those advances allowed all of us to be the food basket. So now what they're doing is they're destroying the food basket, and they just murdered another 100,000 chickens in Connecticut by burning up the place, and nobody knows the reason or the cause of the fire.
Well,
and
it's called arson, and we
yes,
know what's
exactly.
going on.
And they're giving cows all over the world COVID jabs. And
watch for this. Kelly just said it. Watch for this. It's being carefully sequestered. You're not hearing about it, but it's being done.
No, but this
and
is
it's,
true.
It's proliferating.
And
yes, it is.
In New Zealand, 38 of them died immediately. So if you eat that meat, they're going to poison you. Because right there is something those cows don't need, we don't need, and it's there to murder you. That's the bottom line. So now they're even doing this with, they're doing it with pigs, they're going to do it with chickens, they're going to do
livestock.
It with vegetables.
All of them.
All the vegetables are going to have mRNA in them.
I know.
Yeah, it's just everywhere. So there are plans in the future, and there, look how much money we've given away to Ukraine. It's over $100
billion
that we've given to.
Plus.
Yes, okay, so remember that Trump only asked for $5 billion to build the wall. And how many people over, 20, 25, 30 years now have said, we could have an electromagnetic pulse attack that would destroy America and kill 300 million people? You've heard this, surely, right?
Sure.
Okay. So, have you thought about how easy that would be to have it happen? And we no longer live in a society that is courteous or kind or caring about their neighbor. We have seen in the last 25 years nothing but created chaos. And it's gotten worse and worse and worse. I live in a state where the town that I live in is not like that yet, but only 3 hours south of me, they're burning up Atlanta. And now they're burning Memphis. But where I live in this state is pretty calm. But
well, we're
beginning, you know what they've done?
Here, let me do this. We're beginning to see, if we watch, and those with open eyes and open mind will see it, the breadth, length, and depth of the panorama of the plan. It is so all-inclusive. They're not missing a trick. The latest is they're giving the chickens feed from Purina that is causing them to stop laying for 6, 7, 8 months. No more eggs.
Yeah. And
it's in the feed.
As soon as they change the feed, the eggs
to the
come
local
back.
Feed, as soon as they get local feed, eggs are fine. So, look, we're earmarked for extermination. This is an ELE. That's what they want.
Exactly. Now, it's interesting when you watch the meat prices, because what's happening is they'll go down a little bit now and then, and the reason they go down a little bit now and then is because the farmers and the ranchers are selling off their cattle. And so when they sell it off, you get a little bit more. I mean, I'm talking thousands and thousands and thousands of head of cattle are being sold off. There's not going to be anything left. You do realize that there's only 2% of the former 98% of the country farmed. Even if they didn't farm cattle, they had backyard vegetable gardens and enough property. They don't have that anymore. Okay,
100 years ago, it was all different.
But even 20 years ago, it was different. Now, there are only 2% left that actually are old-time farmers. I'm talking like Amish, Mennonites. You know, they farm literally the old-fashioned way. And boy, would the government like to get a hold of them, wouldn't they? But nearly everything else is run by machinery. There aren't horses and plows driven by the horses and wagons driven. That's non-existent except for 2%. Okay, so everything else is, if you have an electromagnetic pulse happen, these machines can't run. And even if you got the food from foreign nations that shipped it over here, you haven't got a way to disperse it. So what you've got here is chaos on a big, big, big situation, because it's going to be across the country, and there's going to be rape, rob, pillage everywhere. And if you are all by yourself, you're going to have to stay up all night and all day with a gun in your hand so you don't get murdered for what you might have in your house. And that's really what these people want. That's the end line for them. And that will kill 300 million Americans. And we only have 327 here. Mm-hmm. And guess who's going to be doing all of this? Mm-hmm. These guys are going to be hiding in Raven Rock, which is in Pennsylvania, Mount uh-huh. Weather. There's a whole uh-huh. bunch of other ones.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be hiding all over the place.
Yeah.
Safe in their underground cities with all of their lights and food, and they'll be watching us, what's happening. Meanwhile, we're up here being murdered. This is what I'm really thinking these Malthusian idiots want to happen.
They're demonic.
And you know, they could have fixed this. Why didn't they fix it? Hmm?
Could have. Yes. Yes. You're right.
And this is what my today's article, which was really kind of screwed up by the publisher, but today's article had all of this layout. And you can just see, remember, it went from New World Order, and then it was UN Agenda 21, and now it's the Great Reset, and every single one has gotten worse. Just like the old Nazi Party started out as the SA, it went to the SS, and then it went to the, what was the final one that worked straight for Hitler under Himmler? It got worse and worse and worse, and you had these concentration camp mm-hmm. guards that were just nightmares. This is what's going to happen here. It's just so comparable.
We have the same people, Kelly. There are evil people in every culture and society, and there are always going
right.
to be people to man the concentration camps, no matter where you go. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You're right.
Exactly right. Exactly yeah. right. People don't change. That same... Yeah. Evil rot is in everybody,
yep.
and you know.
Yep. All right. Hold on just a second. We got to pause.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Kelly. She's so shy. Nelson, in just a couple minutes. Hold on. Okay, back with Kelly Nelson. Now, Kelly, how many people that you know, and you've got some intelligent, very intelligent friends, understand the outrageous Luciferian satanic horror that this Russia Ukraine NATO US war is cartwheeling toward? It's out of control.
Well, I would say,
what are your thoughts?
I'd say probably 75% of the people that I interact with know that.
Get it. Good.
Yeah. However, I did have to wise up some of them, because not even stations that they watch. I'm talking about Newsmax, One America News Network, Bannon. Not all of them make it clear what is really going on here. And in fact, the difference between these two. I had written about it in my article that was out today, and I wrote first about Zelensky, who apparently doesn't have a suit because he shows up in the sweats to speak to Congress. This is the first time
a
foreigner's done this since Winston Churchill.
Yeah, I know.
And then he shows up in a T-shirt to speak at the WEF Davos meeting. A T-shirt.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the guy is, he's certainly not presidential material. And I put in this article, I don't know if everybody remembers this, but you know, he was allegedly a comedian, and there's a video of him still on the web, and I linked to it, of him with three other guys wearing high heels and doing an erotic gay dance.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
And then it's crass. They showed the audience when he was with another fellow and they were pretending to play the piano with their penises. Now, the audience was laughing. Of course, this is not America, but would they be laughing in America? I suppose some of our public would, because our public's gone to hell. But
well, let me tell you something that will answer that question.
I just don't get this.
Here's the answer. The Milwaukee Bucks of the NBA... several nights ago, had as their halftime entertainment a big drag queen show right on the basketball court. And nobody walked out, and they were all cheering and laughing and applauding and howling. The audience loved it. So they're signing their own death warrant, is what they're doing, by engaging in this crap. They should have walked out. They should have said, nope.
They should have walked out.
Nope. But they didn't.
Yeah.
And look at the average. Okay, the next time you see a video of a gay parade or a pride parade, whatever the hell it is. Look at the people who are lined up on the streets watching.
They're all looking people, aren't they?
They're fat, white mothers with 4 and 5 year old children. That's the majority of them.
Well, honey, America's all fat. That's a big problem. And look, I've got some friends that were fairly overweight, and I love them dearly.
Right.
But it's not. There's certain people that it's not.
Hey, it's not their fault, Kelly. I don't blame them. They've been poisoned and toxified, and they can no longer derive nutrition from what they eat, and their brain is constantly telling them to eat more.
But,
I get it.
In the 1960s, in the early 60s, when I was in high school, we had gym class every day. Oh, my God, we have it every day. There wasn't... My class was 1,029. The school had over 6,000 kids in it.
Gee.
And there wasn't a fatty in the entire school. And
no,
even Hillary Clinton wasn't fat then. So, you know, I mean, that was the difference. We all went to gym class every day, and it was 45 minutes.
Yeah, and
you
food wasn't nearly as
everything.
Toxic and deadly then either. But yes,
no,
there were
wasn't.
No. We had
and
no
we
fatties.
Had the most
there were none.
Wonderful lunches. And for 25 cents, you could get a chocolate milkshake that was so fabulously thick with ice cream. It
I
was
know.
Just fabulous.
And we never
and
gained
we
weight.
Eat it.
We
never.
Didn't gain weight.
Nope.
No, we didn't gain
nope.
weight.
Nope.
And you know what else is funny?
Us,
and I'm not.
We weren't
here.
Afraid of the bullies. We walked to school, you know?
That's right. And here's another one. We, and I'm not advising this, but we never wore seatbelts. And we didn't die. We didn't die in car crashes all the time. Oh, we lost one or two, you know, in the 4 years I was there. Just law of averages kind of thing. But we didn't, I don't know. And I do very strongly recommend seatbelts for sure. But we didn't
well,
have
I
them.
Had I had a very close friend that died because of the damn seatbelt.
Oh,
it sliced her gut and she was unconscious in the hospital and they never knew that she got peritonitis and it killed her.
Oh my. Well,
it sliced her because she was hit head on by a drunk driver.
I get it. Yeah, sure. The torque went right through, ripped
it.
If she had had a 3-point a shoulder harness, it probably would have helped, but that neither here nor there. Anyhow, we'd go play all day. We'd run. We'd do this. We'd do that.
Yeah.
We didn't get hurt.
We were busy children. We were outside. And you know what? We didn't come home till dinner in the summertime. We had lunch. Sometimes we even took our lunch with us, or we were at somebody else's house and had lunch.
Yep.
And I lived on the farm in the summer with my grandparents, and I was gone all the time, or I was driving the tractor, or I was helping Grandpa in the barn. You never were in the house unless it was pouring rain.
It's true.
Yeah. It's a sad thing what's changed, because all of these people are going to end up with thumb surgery with all this thumb action on these cell phones, I swear. And I can't do it. I guess my nails are too long or something, but I just look at them in awe and think, oh, no, that's not for me.
No.
Oh,
no,
God.
No, no, no.
But back to this Ukrainian thing. You know what? Do you remember me talking about during World War II, Harry Hopkins lived in the Lincoln bedroom with FDR, and he was called the co-president? Do you remember me talking about that?
And Harry Hopkins was a communist, of course.
That's right. That's exactly. Well, so was FDR. Well,
yes.
Anyway, so Harry Hopkins was in charge of this Lend-Lease program, and he gave away multitudes of, trucks, planes, tanks, butter, just remember, we had little ration cards back then. You could only get so much of some, but tons of it was going to Russia. And Russia wasn't our friend then, although it was considered our ally. But there was a fellow named Viktor Kravchenko, who was a Soviet official, and he defected to America. And he had been at the Soviet headquarters of the Lend-Lease in Washington. Guess where it was? Three blocks from the White House. After the war, he testified before Congress, and this is the truth, that the Soviet Lend-Lease operation he defected from, and that was located only three blocks from the White House, so it was within walking distance for Harry, that was the Soviet Spying, Thieving, and Ransacking Commission. And they succeeded in stealing not only all the stuff I mentioned and more, including fancy jewelry and everything else, but they succeeded in stealing industrial and military secrets. Okay? Now, guess what our president has done? He's reinvigorated the Lend-Lease for Ukraine.
Sure.
Isn't this just
There's no
wonderful?
Lend involved with it. There's no lease involved with it. Let's just call it what it is. It's a giveaway. I'm not going to get it back.
No, you're not going to get it back. Nope. And now here's another thing that has happened. And this was just reported recently. In fact, my husband came home and told me that one of his one of the fellow employees where he works said his wife was just outraged when he got home that night. She was stomping mad, screaming about this, that, and the other. And then Larry told me what it was about, and I said, oh, my God, tell him to send it to me. Well, here's what it is. Retirees from the Ukraine who arrive in the U.S. after the outbreak of the full-scale war are going to be able to receive the government's supplemental security income pension. What? And this
we're giving now we're giving them pensions from our tax largesse.
This is reported by the Office of Refugee Resettlement of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How sickening. How sickening.
Yeah. Can you believe this? So yes. Now we're funding fascists while Americans suffer?
We're being taken down, Kelly. Down.
Well, of course we're being taken down. You can just see it with the mail, the way the mail is. But well, and now UPS, you know about that, too. But here's the thing. On the helmets, they've got Azov Battalion. He put Azov Battalion in his... They're fascists. They're descendants of the Nazis from Germany. And they're in the Ukrainian army. Why do you think Putin hates them? He hates fascists. With a passion, he hates
them.
Well,
the Russians remember. That's why.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
It's not going to get any better, and it's just all I can suggest is...
No, it's not going to get better.
If you people have a chance, you must prepare. You've got to put food away and water if you can. You've got to. It's just going to get to be that bad.
Better to have canned goods, of canned goods, because if the electric goes out, you know what's going to happen. Everything that you've got in your freezer, you're going to have to either give away or eat immediately because it's not going to last long. And you're not even going to be able to get ice. I mean, realize you're not going to be able to flush your toilet. You're not going to be able to drink water unless it rains. It's going to be a really difficult situation. And then you're going to have all these freaks that are used to government aid, and there will be no government aid, and they'll be looking for us to take what we've got in order to feed themselves.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be pretty if this is what happens. And after as many books as I have read about this, believe me, there are tons of them. And then I just listened to a book. Do you remember Vince Flynn, who wrote all the series with the hero Mitch Rapp? He died of prostate cancer at a young age, and I swear to God they killed him. Because the FBI had gone to him and told him, you have to take this out of your book, and we want to know how you got it. And Vince told him, look, I just put two and two together from reading a lot. I don't have any inside sources. And they said, well, it has to come out of your book. And Vince said, I'm sorry, it's not coming out. And he published it like it was. It wasn't long after that they said that he had prostate cancer and he died. Mm-hmm.
They give cancer to people all the time.
Oh, sure. Jack Ruby, you know. I mean, all the way
back
there.
Murdered David Dees, friend and artist. No question. None.
Yeah. So what do people know about Putin? What do they know about Putin, really? Because Putin is... they hate Russia. Mike Flynn said, and he told this to Trump, when Trump was still running, he said, you can make friends with Putin. He is not what they're making him out to be, and he hasn't been for a long time. Look, he opened all the churches. He never closed them during COVID. Everything
right.
stayed open, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, now, I have to tell you, and I might have told you this before, but 2 years before Alexander Solzhenitsyn died, and I think that was in 2008, he met with Putin, and they had a long, long, long chat. And basically, Solzhenitsyn just said, look, here's the one thing I want to see. It cannot be centralized anymore. It has to be localized power all over the country, not uh-huh. one big centralized power. Well, Putin listened to him, and that's what was so shocking, because when Solzhenitsyn died, Putin took down the largest Moscow street named after a communist and changed it to Alexander Solzhenitsyn Street. Okay? Then, on top of this, he talked to Solzhenitsyn's wife, and he told her what he was going to do, and by presidential decree, he said that not one high school student in Russia could graduate without reading the Gulag Archipelago. So they knew the history of communism and the cost to her people and what Stalin did to the country. And only then could they graduate. Now, why aren't they doing that here? I mean, that would really help some of these kids get away from this socialist crap they're pushing. But no, we're turning toward it, and they're turning away from it. And look, they've already proven there's 46 to 50 bioweapon labs on the border in Ukraine of Russia. You think he's happy about that? And NATO. You know about NATO.
How would we feel if there were 40-plus bioweapons labs on the Mexican border, just over the border, 10 miles, whatever?
Or even the Canadian border.
That?
Either one.
Same
how
thing.
Would you feel? Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't,
the hypocrisy you wouldn't feel... in this country is off the scale.
It is. Well, you know, there's another thing here that happened. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was offered a prize by Gorbachev, big uh-huh. prize for what he did and the books he wrote. Then he was and he refused. And then he was offered one by Yeltsin, and he refused. But when Vladimir Putin offered, he said he would accept it, and he did. So the thing that happened there was that Solzhenitsyn said, yes, he worked for the KGB, but he was never an investigator, and he never, ever did anything that moved on anyone. And he said, mm-hmm. therein lies the difference. Mm-hmm. And this man is a nationalist, and he loves his country.
Yeah, and they've built, I think, 50,000 churches, Christian churches, in the last 15 years, something like that, 20 maybe. So, yeah. Well, the great clairvoyant, the great seer, Edgar Cayce, said that, and I've said it many times, in 1920-something, he said, one day, and this is when the Soviet Union was just getting solidified in Russia, He said, one day Russia will be the light unto the world.
Well, have you read about the people in America who have emigrated to Russia? What they've written about is the fact that the farmland that they bought was very reasonably priced. The food is plentiful in the grocery stores. There's no problems. And it's cheap, and the gasoline is cheap. And granted, the weather is cold, but the people are wonderful. The only thing you have to do is be able to have some kind of sustenance for yourself or a job that you can do or add to society, and you must be able to speak at least some form of Russian. That's it. And they love it. They said it's like living in early America. And the people are lovely. Interesting, isn't it? That's what they used to say about America. So we've got it all turned jackass backwards here, because we're funding the people who are the destroyers. And they're fascists. And the good guy is standing on his own, and now every other country is joining with that already belongs to the World Economic Forum. So they've all gotten in bed together to try to destroy Russia, because Putin long ago backed out of the World Economic Forum and said, my nation isn't going that way.
No, he's a remarkable man. He is the restraint and the diplomacy and the wisdom puts most of the other heads of state out into the trash, the dumpster, and just loses.
And we don't have anybody to put in the White House, and they wouldn't get there even if they could, because the elections are no damn good.
That's correct. Totally right.
I mean, I listened to Dan Bongino in the car today because there was nothing else to listen to. I'd run out of books to listen to, and Dan Bongino says, well, the Democrat Party is just going to destroy themselves in 24. They'll lose everything. And I thought, yeah, you're repeating what you said in 22, you dummy, and it ain't going to happen.
That's true. I don't know much about him. I really haven't listened to him, but... I
only do in the car occasionally.
Didn't he take over from Rush? Isn't that what it was?
Yeah, it's the same 3 hours, but he doesn't have the kind of insight. I mean, Rush wasn't right about everything either, because he liked William F. Buckley, and I couldn't stand him. CIA, CFR, skull and bones, no thanks. But he just does not have the insight. He's a street fighter. That's what he is. But he doesn't have the intellect that Rush had.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I look ahead and I see nothing but an increase of exactly what's going on now. More of the same. The next 2 years are going to be very difficult. Very difficult. And we will not recognize this country in even 6 months from now. I'm really pretty
sure. How do you sleep, honey? How do you sleep?
I
know
down.
That sounds like a stupid question, but how do you sleep?
I honestly can leave most of it at the desk unless somebody asks me about it away from the desk, if they ask a question or something. I really don't walk around thinking about it much. However, that said, it's very difficult now to walk around and not see it. I see people who don't feel well. I know they don't feel well.
I see fewer
people. I see things that are just indescribable. I don't see happiness. I don't see genuine laughter anymore. I don't see many babies anymore.
No, that's very true.
Think about it.
That's something. Yeah, you're right. You know, before we get off the air, I'm going to, everybody that's listening, you know, if you just go to Proverbs 1:33 and read this, you will rest easier at night, because the Lord says, whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and here's the key, and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
That's the key.
And that's why I ask you, I know you sleep well. I know you do. And I sleep well. Why? Because we rest in our Creator. We can't rest in this world. This isn't even where we belong.
That's really nicely said, Kelly. You're right.
Nasty, isn't it?
Yeah. You got it. All right. And good luck, and I hope you get back in that bakery soon.
Not till next Christmas, honey.
I know. It's the only reason I'm going to make it. All right.
Well, pray for me.
Thank you, dear. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night, Kel. All right. Kelly Nelson, and a charming, wonderful intellect. Back in a minute. Hold on. With David Oates and some extraordinary reversals on the new Donald Trump. Stay with us.